Narrative frameworks. 10. Where are you? Where do you live? Where do you reside? This life force that you are, where is it? Are you contained within body, or as boundless as something less contained? Thoughts go beyond the skin. So what of the extent of spirit? Where are you? Where do you live? Where do you reside? What structure of thought do you occupy and occupies you? Is this a thought that tells you your body is who you are? Is it a thought that tells you boundless spirit is who you are? Where do you live? You live where you are. Your life force exists. In your body on this earth, for as long as spirit and matter entwine and dance together in the place that you call you. And your life force exists in spirit, eternally so. Home is where you are most yourself, and where yourself is most you. Is this a physical notion, emotional, mental, or a spiritual one? And we come back to the question, who am I? What is it that exists here, that is home, where we are? The lights are on, and it's not difficult to see, only perhaps difficult to shed that which we have built up and has built up, that obscures our clear seeing. It is not difficult to see, only perhaps difficult to shed that which we have built up and has built up, obscures our clear seeing. And yet this obscuration, permitting us to view, but view what we view in obscurity through distorted lens, whether a lot of distortion or a little. Home is clear seeing, residing in our own true nature. Until then, we may have left home, left who we are, so that we may experience something else, somewhere else. We may have left home, left who we are, so that we may experience something else in order to have a journey, that we may experience somewhere else as the landscape of that journey, and come back home with the true knowledge of self. Once we have completed the journey we are on. And until the return motion of the journey, we may avoid looking at ourselves, confronting what is present, and allowing the present to be known, both for the relative negativity there might be we glimpse when we uncover, the issues that are to work with and through. But we may also avoid looking at ourselves because when we look at ourselves and the ultimate beauty of us, the light of life can appear blinding.